Let's just update you on the injury report. Wesley Woodyard, ankle, did not participate today in imaginary practice. All right, Matt Willis. All right, Matt Willis, knee. He didn't participate either. All right. Stokely, hip. He was limited. I don't know how much, but Manny Ramirez, back. He was full. Virgil Green, hamstring. He was also full. And Chris Cooper, ankle, was full. All right, so.
So you look good today?
If that makes sense. Yeah, it was good practice today.
But you did have to put in officially an injury report.
Yeah, because I think the way they look at it, on a Thursday game, today, Monday, is an equivalence of Wednesday. Figure that out and then let me know. Yeah.
Did Unrein run more tight end stuff than you imagined?
Yeah, he made a couple deep balls today. No, I was just kidding.
Sorry, I tweeted that.
It's official now.
Obviously, the Raiders have to deal with it too, but with a short week, how much does that change? Or, I guess, how significant do you have to modify your game plan and really the whole week?
Well, quite a bit, because, you know, to answer the bell, you know, in a physical game that quickly, you know, you have to modify your schedule. So everybody has a schedule, just like any weekly schedule. I'm sure if you talk to 32 different coaches, they give you 32 different, you know, types of practices. But we will obviously not be in pads any this week. We'll tone down the on-the-field time and spend more time in the meetings. You know, our quality control coaches, you know, jumped ahead, you know, last week to help in the game planning. And, you know, today's our Tuesday, so players have today off, and then we'll practice Tuesday, Wednesday, get on the plane, and head to Oakland.
You've had the number two seed before, Carolina. I know you did in 08, right?
Yep, we did have a bye in 8. In 2000, when I was with the Giants, we had a bye. 03 with Carolina, we did not. We were division champs, but we hosted a game against Cowboys and then went on the road to St. Louis and then won the championship game in Philadelphia.
The bye week can be kind of a mixed thing, but isn't the nice thing about it also, besides having the week off, is you get that second round at home. Is that something worth shooting for now for the team?
Well, you're just, you know, we've got the last quarter of the season coming up. And, you know, we made it through the third quarter, you know, 4-0. You know, we're sitting here at 9-3 with 4 to play. And, you know, how you finish, you know, we always say people remember what you do in December. And, you know, so that's what we have ahead of us. We've got a division game coming up, hopefully to get to, you know, to try to get to 5-0 in the division so far. So there's a lot to play for, and, you know, we'll see where that leads us. You know, I think, you know, everybody's going to be fighting, you know, for home field advantage, for a first round bye. All those things are, you know, things people are competing for at this point.
You talked about little goals you set when in the division conference. Is going undefeated in division one of those?
Yeah, you, as a coach, that's kind of your job. You're just looking for little carrots out there to, you know, maybe get guys a little extra juice. And, you know, got guys like Patrick researching it for me, and he's the brains behind the operation. But, no, you really do. You look at different things, and you set those kind of goals.
John, when you're talking about a coaching philosophy, the way that you address your team, have you changed it as the years have gone on, depending on, like, what the expectations are? For instance, coming in last year off a team that was 4-12 versus coming in this year off a team that signed Peyton Manning and was coming off the playoffs.
Well, I mean, it's a highly competitive business, and, you know, you're always trying to better your football team. I think, you know, John, personnel staff, coaches, you know, everybody involved in those decisions, you know, you kind of do this to win a world championship. And so, you know, you start building that. You have a draft. You have free agency. And, you know, I think we've improved as a football team. And, you know, you know, when you sign a Peyton Manning, you know, that kind of ratchets up your defense as well. You know, so just, you know, everybody in that locker room, I remember when we lost Julius Peppers to Chicago, you know, talking to some of their coaches, even offensive coaches. You know, you just look at the guy walk through the building and you get confidence. So, you know, it all works together.
Do let me just try one more time. Do you change?
Did I do a good job of not answering your question?
Yeah, all right. That was pretty good. All right. But do you change the way that you coach or the message that you send?
Not really. I mean, you know, you're in this to win. I mean, it's only fun when you win. So, you try to bring that culture or, you know, that environment to the team. And Mr. Boland does a great job. I mean, our players are treated very well, you know, from the training room to, you know, food we feed them. And, you know, so there's a championship environment here. It has been. So you just kind of feed off of that, and that's what you do.
Coach, in addition to dangling those carrots that you just touched on earlier, mm-hmm. having the luxury of already having the West, what can you use, since you have that already, as you go into December to work on things you do want to fix as you get ready, as you touched on, to get playing your best football in December?
Well, I think, you know, that's, you just stressed you want to get better. I mean, like, an area that we're not very good in right now is the turnover ratio. And you know, I remember our 0-3 team, we were -5 in the regular season and +9 in the playoffs. And that's a big reason why we reached the Super Bowl, came up a little short. But, you know, the important thing is getting in that tournament and then be playing really well when you get in. You know, I think if you look back, I don't know the exact history of it, but I don't know how many times the number one seeds won in the last 10 years. You know, so, you know, people come from all over the map because they're playing their best ball during that time. So we want to start building for that, and we want to start this week against Oakland.
How do you help get Prater out of this little funk he's got, 40 to 49? Do you look at the technical aspects, mental, anything different?
You know, all of the above. That's what this game is. You know, I mean, you prepare and then you perform. And, you know, sometimes when there's glitches in the performance, you're back to the drawing board and you're, you know, tweaking this little adjustment or that little adjustment, and it's you know, something we'll continue to work with. But, you know, we have all confidence in the world in Matt Prater. He's made a lot of big kicks for us, and you know, I've seen that happen to many kickers before, and you just go back and work on it.
Because leave kickers alone more than you would another player, though, at another position?
Not really. I mean, you know, it's not really my expertise, but, you know, Jeff Rogers and Keith Burns, our special teams coaches, it's more their expertise, you know, and they'll continue to work with them.
Do you think having somebody to compete against, though, benefits everybody? It seems to, in every position on the team. I know you've talked about it over and over again.
You know, you only have 53 of them, and to make it through a season, you know, that's not an area for most teams that you have backups at. You might have an emergency guy, but not somebody that you'd feel comfortable throwing out there. You know, but we're comfortable with that, and we'll just continue to work to get him better, and he'll work to get better.
With the short week, does it help that it's a team that you've played and that you beat?
You know, really, the beating them or not doesn't matter much, but the familiarity as far as, you know, knowing what they do in all three phases or having an idea. Teams change a little bit, so you redo everything as far as your breakdown. And, you know, it's been personnel changes, like McFadden played against us last time. He hasn't played recently. I anticipate he'll be back versus us Thursday night. So little things like that. There's minor roster changes and injuries, or maybe a guy was injured last time is back in now. So from that standpoint, there's minor changes, but it does help. It'll help both sides.
We've seen less production from Eric Decker lately. Is that just a matter of taking what the defense gives you, or is there something you put your finger on there?
You know, it's just, it's again, you know, what the opponent does give you. And, you know, sometimes there's different things we're trying to exploit. There could be different game plans that affect that. But all in all, it's just more the nature of the opponent.
Before you settled on Mitch Unrein as a fantastic receiver, mm-hmm. how many other big guys were given that shot to make those sort of plays?
You know, I think Mitch kind of a, you know, we take a little poll, and he was get the most votes, and so he's the guy we've been working with. And he's got good hands, so it helps. You know, that they can be a dual threat, you know, a blocker. You never know. He might even be able to run it a little bit. Yeah. I haven't had great success with that. But, Matt Prater's 0-for-1.
You talk about him running the ball, joking, but how'd Knowshon do in his second game now?
I think good. You know, I think we got decent production out of our backs. You know, I think, you know, you're always looking for more, but, you know, we played well enough to win.
Hester, four games at some point.
You know, he's learning the offense. You know, he's on a 53-man roster. There's always that possibility. You know, and I think he'll just be more comfortable with what we're doing as we move forward. So we'll wait and see. He'll be day to day.
Leslie's injury, he forces an awful lot of personnel moves, doesn't he?
You know, he's played really good football for us. We'll just evaluate. You know, it's an ankle sprain. It's not anything serious as far as they're going to require a lot of time. We'll just see how he feels tomorrow.
John, a lot is made of the style that Peyton throws, whether the ball wobbles or whatever, but his accuracy is off the charts this year. It's almost as good as any season he's ever had. Does that aspect at all surprise you, seeing as how he came to a new team with new components and all the things we've talked about, but yet his accuracy is so good?
I mean, I think it's pretty historical, to be honest with you. I wish we'd have documented, the process, to be honest with you. But he, you know, to come back to the injury he had, it's the residual of the injury he had. You know, it takes a special guy, and then to come to a new team, new teammates, new city. I mean, everything about it new. Other than the conference, you know, it's pretty amazing, actually.
Thanks, John.